For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's October the 22nd. We're glad to have you with us today. We've got two separate topics, both of them very good, though. Let's start, first of all, with Michelle Imes. Welcome back to Radio Friends,
Thank you, Michelle.
MU Children's Hospital. And our topic today is pedestrian safety.
It is.
Now, for the first time ever, you've got a float in the homecoming parade this weekend?
We do. We're excited. You'll have to come out to see it.
Okay. Well, tell me about it.
Well, we're going to be handing out pedestrian safety gear throughout that, so some reflective gear, and we're going to be handing out candy as well. But you have to come to the parade to see the float.
Okay. Now, the reason you're here today talking about pedestrian safety, number one, you got a float, and you want people to come out and see it, and you're going to be handing out information. Number two, Halloween is just around the corner.
It is.
And it's really important to keep that in mind when the little ones are out trick-or-treating.
Yeah, so we want to just make sure that all the parents are aware, as well as the children, for pedestrian safety, wearing reflective gear as it gets dusk at night, making sure that they're staying on the sidewalks when available, and making sure that kids under 10 are with accompanied by parents.
Yeah, so under 10, they should not be out by themselves.
They should not be out by
themselves. And some kids even 11 or 12 years.
Yeah,
maybe shouldn't be out by themselves.
Might be smart to have a parent or someone a little older with them.
What is the biggest mistake that parents and kids make when they're out at night?
Well, I think with masks being covering your face, they might not be able to visually see as much. So the kids still need to be actively being defensive while they're walking.
Right.
So
it might be better if you paint the face instead of putting a mask on.
It often is. So that you're visual, you can see both your periphery and out in front of you.
Any special tips about going up to doors and trick-or-treating?
I would always make sure I go in groups. So you shouldn't go alone. You should always go with a parent or with some other friends. And make sure you have a smile on your face and you say thank you.
Okay. All right. But if you want more information on any of this, there's several ways you can get it. You can go to the website, right?
Yes, you can go to www.muhealth.org/Kohl's Safety Store.
Or you can come out to the homecoming parade this Saturday.
And we hope you do that and come see our float.
Look for the float. And what's your float again?
Our float.
Oh, you can't tell us.
Something you have to do to come see it.
Okay. It's top secret. It's top secret.
It's about sports safety.
Okay. And you're going to be giving out candy and information about pedestrian safety.
And reflective gear.
And you're going to give out reflective gear.
Yeah.
You're going to toss it out to the kids from the float.
All the kids.
Okay, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming by. Good seeing you again.
Thank you.
Now we turn to a lady that actually, we haven't, I think it's the first time you're on Radio Friends.
It is.
But you were a regular guest of ours on Pepper and Friends. Karen Grindler, Cedar Creek Therapeutic Writing Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
Down here. Now, you're here to tell us about the Write-a-thon.
Correct.
Right, at Cedar Creek. Before we get to that, explain what Cedar Creek Therapeutic Writing Center is.
Cedar Creek Therapeutic Writing Center provides therapy on horseback to children and adults with physical, mental, and emotional disabilities here in Columbia and the surrounding area.
So how does this help the kid?
Well, the movement of the horse is the closest thing you can get to the human walk. It imitates the four-dimensional movement of the human walk. So for somebody who's in a wheelchair or walks with crutches or mechanical aids and need to exercise those legs and that pelvis and that whole body, when you put them on the back of that horse, that up and down, side to side, forward, backward, diagonal movement strengthens the large muscles in the stomach and the back and the legs and the arms and the shoulders, the intercostal muscles. It just makes you stronger. It's like doing six Nautilus machines, 30 minutes each machine, only you're just riding on the back of a horse for an hour.
So are you actually getting useful exercise from this?
Absolutely,
to burn calories?
Because
even if you're just sitting there?
Yeah, because you're not just sitting there. You have to balance or you would fall off. So you're squeezing with your legs. You're supporting yourself. This animal is moving, and you have to maintain your balance in the center. So it's an amazing amount of exercise to the body. I mean, you're sore the next day.
Okay.
Big time when you ride a horse.
For the first time?
Every time, unless you're riding every day. You know, if you ride once a week, those kids feel it the next day. All of our riders do. It's a good workout.
What kind of response do you get from the kids and from the parents?
Well, for the kids who've already spent far too much maybe in time in a clinical setting, there's nothing wrong with a hospital, but to be able to come out in the country, get on the back of a horse, tell it when to go, when to stop, go on a trail ride. Mm-hmm. And we don't talk about the fact that we're increasing their balance and their self-confidence and muscle tone, and we just have fun on the back of the horse. So just to be a kid riding a horse, enjoying a sport that's difficult. Many of our riders, other than Special Olympics, they don't have a lot of sports that they might be able to participate in, for example, and to come out and do something that's difficult and challenging in riding a horse gives them a sport that they can go out and talk about, they can be proud of it. It's just a wonderful thing.
So what is a ride-a-thon?
It's our only fundraiser that we have every year. It's on October 28th, this Sunday.
Okay.
And it's for the
first... the day after the homecoming parade.
Yes.
And so you go to the homecoming parade, you can see Michelle's float,
correct.
And then come to the ride-a-thon.
And then the next day, since you're in town for the Mizzou homecoming, and if you were ever a volunteer, a board member, just a friend, we've had 24 years of a community here supporting us. And so for the first year, we have decided because of homecoming, we are doing a homecoming. And we usually hold these things at one of the state parks. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're having it at Cedar Creek. We've got 52 acres out there. Our wranglers have forged trails all throughout the woods, and we are inviting everyone to come home, to come to Cedar Creek. And
so how are you going to raise money during this?
Well, because people go out and collect money per mile. It's 10 miles worth of riding.
Okay.
So they'll go out and collect so many dollars per mile, and then that money goes to Cedar Creek. And when you come out that day, you know, you get a T-shirt, you get lunch, you get surprises. We're having a pumpkin carving contest. But okay. The money comes from the people collecting pledges
all right.
that participate.
So this is Monday, October 22nd. You've got it
this
weekend.
Coming
weekend. Is it too late for people to sign up now?
Oh, absolutely not. And they can come on the day of the event, you know, and bring their horse and pay the $45 entry fee, and just that's all they need to pay and participate. So
okay.
They don't have to go out and raise a bunch of money. They can just come and pay the entry fee.
If people want more information about the Ride-a-thon or about Cedar Creek Therapeutic Riding Center, what's the best way to get in touch with
well,
you?
Well, our phone number is 573-875-8556, or they can go to our website, which is cedarcreek.missourispelledout.org.
Okay. Karen, good seeing
you. Thank you.
Okay, don't be a stranger with us on Radio
Friends.
Tomorrow, Val Gurman is here, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this program again or watch it, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, click on Radio Friends, and you can sign up for a free podcast or a podcast. Or drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And Karen Grindler's got to get out of here. I hope you don't have a ticket waiting at your parking. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.